All right. Every week we like to check out politics, and so to Mar-a-Lago we go for the former president, Donald Trump. Hello, sir.
Hello, Mitchell. Glad to be back once again to give your show another bigly ratings boost. I see you all make it through another, you made it all through a horrible week under the Biden administration. I swear, sometimes it only seems like it literally the only thing holding American families together through all this are Netflix passwords.
Really well, before we get into any deep stuff, on a personal note, we've been hearing reports that the former first lady, your wife Melania, has been in a sour mood in recent weeks, according to a source at Mar-a-Lago.
Fake news. Not a chance, Mitchell. She couldn't be happier living with me at Mar-a-Lago. We go together like shrimp and Cinnamon Toast Crunch. We really do.
Oh, that's a pair. All right. Recently, a new election law passed, obviously, in the state of Georgia, and critics will say it will expand voter suppression in minority communities. One of the big corporate critics is Coca-Cola, and you called to boycott them last week, but then recently we just saw a photo of you with a bottle of Diet Coke hidden on your desk. Can you explain this?
Look, will you quit trying to take me to Twitter court and give me a break for once? That was my last Diet Coke. You know how long it takes to build a new Diet Pepsi button in your office? You know, we had the workers here all day yesterday installing the Diet Pepsi button. It takes time.
Well, not only is there a Diet Coke in your photo in your office, we also saw you had a small statue of yourself. How did this come about, sir?
Well, thank you for referencing that beautiful statue. I know what you're thinking. Only one? But in all fairness, more than one statue of myself may start to look tacky. What do you think? Who do you think I am, a narcissist? Now, I have this because, well, I don't think it's a secret that I'm a huge fan of busts. I love beautiful busts, especially when they're pointed at my back when I'm sitting down.
Okay. Mr. Trump, not only were there calls of boycotts of Coke, there were also calls to boycott Major League Baseball by you after the decision to move the All-Star Game out of Atlanta because of the election law controversy in Georgia.
Yes, that's true. And I want my supporters to also boycott Major League Baseball because...
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out for the shroud. Buy me a pickle and sassafras. Lend me your comb and I'll cook your grass.
Okay. President Biden?
Who's up for a little game of catch? Come on, man. I got my pigskin right here and my stick. Yes, sirree.
Oh, brother.
Hey, is that you, Donald? What do you know? You got a ticket for a fall classic in Denver, huh?
The fall classic is the World Series, Joe.
Oh, it is? Wait a second. That's not in the teleprompter.
Okay. I think you meant to refer to the All-Star game, sir, that's going to Denver.
I knew that. Don't you think I know that? Come on, I know that stuff. You got to smarten up, man. Don't be like those dummies in Georgia with the Jiminy Crow thing there. No, nobody likes a cricket. Not even crows, Jimmy.
Okay. Sir, could it be that you're throwing some words around in less than correct fashion?
Not a twitch. I got it straight on the limbs, man. Come on. And I just moved a baseball game from one part of the country to the mountains of Wyoming.
Colorado.
Yeah. How about that, Trump head, you orange-faced moonshine salesman?
Yeah. Nice work there, Sleepy Joe. What do you expect from a guy whose state's biggest sport is the Delaware Blue Hens? What is that, a curling team?
Hey, don't you be insulting Delaware. That's my home, Jack. Well, along with from Scranton and Washington and all that, and take the train back when you got a... Kamala's calling. She's the boss. I got to go.
Huh? Well, he's gone again, sir.
Look,
anyhow.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it, Mitchell. Tensions are high right now in this country. Very high. Frankly, the only thing higher are the people who think Sleepy Joe's doing a good job running the country. That's not including Hunter Biden or my son Donnie. Okay, there's no way in hell he's going to be boycotting Coke, I can tell you that.
President Trump, it looks like you're keeping your distance from Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, who's currently embroiled in a sex trafficking, sex with minors, paying for sex kind of scandal. One anonymous source in your circle said not a lot of people are surprised at these accusations. Your comments?
Well, forget all the sex allegations. I'm still having a hard time believing he's not a televangelist. Have you seen his pictures?
Oh, yeah.
He's got that creepy, handsome thing going on, but kind of like a Kennedy in a funhouse mirror, you know? With the forehead. Or a Kennedy with a thyroid condition, one of the two. Seriously, all these photos of Matt Gaetz, forehead these past few days are really slowing my internet down. Lots of data. Can the fake news stop putting up so many pictures of his headshots during the reports?
I'm sure they can. Sir, I'm sure you also heard that Hunter Biden, who you mentioned, just released his memoir, Beautiful Things. Inside, some revelations, like at the height of his addiction, he would take a hit from a pipe every 15 minutes and would make his own crack. He even tried to smuggle it.
Well, in all fairness, it's really sad, but he was able to turn things around. And everyone likes a good American comeback story. In fact, correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard Hunter actually has his own cooking show now. Yeah, it's called Diners, Drive-Ins, and Drug Mules. Catch a title. Very catchy.
Thank you for your time, former President Trump.
Hey, quarantine-free hot tub party later tonight at my Mar-a-Lago club. COVID-free bubbles till 11 p.m.
Okay. That's a hard pass, sir.
You know, actually, that's what we call one of the masseuses who works at the spa, COVID-free bubbles. Boy, does she have a set on her. And when I say that, I mean...
Yeah, let me guess.
They're huge.
Okay, thank you, sir. Former president himself here on 760 WJR.